Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a colder start this morning. Our temperatures are near freezing. We'll talk about a nice warm-up that happens in the next few days.
A heads up to parents in Durham, you need to be aware of bus route changes again today. The school district wants families to be ready to find alternate ways to school as staffing problems with bus drivers still continue.
Family and friends of the two women killed in a shooting in Apex pause to honor their lives.
It was clear that Gabrielle loved her life, loved her family.
The touching tributes and memories they shared during a vigil to honor them.
And should the city of Raleigh rezone parts of New Bern Avenue to build taller towers? Just ahead, we're going to hear people for and against a proposal happening near the new bus rapid transit line.
A lot to tell you about on this chilly Tuesday morning. We're glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday here. Yeah, it is chilly out there. It's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster here the rest of the way this week. Interesting. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, starting with tonight with a chance of rain coming.
Yeah, we're going to see a few sprinkles after midnight and a few light showers tomorrow morning. But it's nice and dry right now. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. Temperature around freezing. It is likely to be warmer tomorrow morning. So none of that is likely to be frozen, even though it might be if it were falling this morning. But you know, it's so rare that the cold weather and the precipitation line up together to bring us any wintry precipitation. It does not look like it's going to happen tomorrow. 33 Southern Pines and Goldsboro. It's 30 in South Hill, 27 in Roxboro, and mid 30s for Fayetteville and Clinton right now. Our temperatures for the most part are about 10 to 15 degrees colder than they were this time yesterday, with the exception of Southern Pines, where it's about 7 degrees colder. Here comes that system. It's called a clipper system. It comes across the country, so it doesn't have a good tap of moisture. It doesn't really have the ability to pull moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic before it arrives. So these systems tend to be fairly light in terms of the amount of precipitation. We'll likely see it right after midnight moving across the area till around 6 a.m. It will continue to bring some light patchy rain up until around lunchtime, and then after that will be cloudy for the remainder of the day. We'll actually see our skies clouding up this afternoon. Our highs will be in the low 50s, but expect mainly cloudy skies by later on this evening. Coming up, we'll talk about how much rain we could see in the rain gauges with tomorrow's system. Brian?
602 right now, Elizabeth. Looking good in Wake County, Durham County, and Orange County, but I am tracking a crash in Johnston County on 70 eastbound as you head away from Wilson's Mills back towards Selma. Looks like it's just before you get to Turnage Road. There's a little bit of a backup there, but over the past couple of minutes looking at the sensor data, it looks like this may be improving. I'll keep an eye on this. Another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Thanks, Brian. It's another heads up for parents in Durham this morning. You need to check and make sure your child's bus is coming. The district says parents should be prepared, aware, find alternate ways to get their kids to school after dozens of bus routes didn't run yesterday. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is in Durham this morning. Kelsey, parents need to know where to get information about whether their bus is coming or not.
Jeff, parents can go ahead and check the district's website for updates on bus routes. I just checked the website a couple of minutes ago. Still no updates have been released just yet, and some of these buses are headed out of the depot this morning, but a few of them may not be leaving for a second day in a row. And this comes after 25 routes did not run yesterday. DPS is asking parents to find their children a ride today if they can. The district says staffing challenges are what's causing this. We're working to find out if this is related to the recent pay issues with the district. Parents can also check the EduLog's parent portal today for info on bus routes. That's an app that tracks your students' assigned transportation in real time. We'll keep you updated as we find out which routes may not be in service this morning and whether some buses will be on the road tomorrow. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
A woman is dead after she was hit by a car while crossing the street in Cary. Police say a driver hit 37-year-old Amy DeLetter while she was crossing North Harrison Avenue near Hillsborough Street around 6:30 last night. She later died at the hospital. The driver who hit her, 82-year-old Richard Yonioka, remained at the crash scene. He was cooperative with investigators. He now faces a charge of misdemeanor death by motor vehicle.
The Apex community is remembering the lives of two women killed in a neighborhood shooting earlier this month. Hundreds gathered at the town hall complex last night for a vigil to remember the memories of Nancy Taylor and Gabrielle Raymond. The women died January 15th in a shooting in the South Walk neighborhood. Police say another man who lived in that community, a former U.S. Army captain, Harry Hardman, shot and killed them. Community members who gathered for the vigil Monday night didn't focus on the circumstances of their deaths. Instead, they shared the stories of two incredible women who had a big impact on the people around them.
Her love of her family and friends was evident in her day-to-day life and even more exemplified during a holiday, birthday, vacation, or really any special occasion.
She mentioned that one of her favorite things to do was to pray. And our faith is probably the only thing carrying us through this horrible time.
I pray for them.
Nancy Taylor moved to Apex 3 years ago to be closer to her grandsons. Gabrielle Raymond's parents tell WREL their daughter was a chemical engineer who worked at RTI. We've also learned Hardman's landlord filed a lawsuit against him. The lawsuit says there are bullet holes all over that townhome where he lived on Brussels Drive. Landlord also says there's other damage throughout the house and that Hardman killed his dog inside the home. Hardman is in the Wake County Jail under two counts of murder and animal cruelty charge.
Today, you can share your thoughts about the growth expected to surround a new rapid bus transit plan in Raleigh. WRL's Laura Levine is live along New Bern Avenue. And Laura, this is all about how this new bus project will affect neighborhoods and businesses in its path.
It is, Renee. Good morning. Right now, we are right in front of Wake Med, and I want you to check this out here. As you can see, there's already currently a Go Raleigh bus stop with this new bus rapid transit system. Another stop will be right here, but we know a lot of the discussion happening today is about the development around these stations for BRT. So I want you to take a look at some of this video. This is from the groundbreaking back in November when the construction began for the BRT. Taking a look at those renderings, you can really get an idea of what this will look like. The bus line will take people from downtown Raleigh to eastern North Carolina. However, city leaders are considering a rezoning plan for higher density development along the corridor. More than 1,000 residents, business owners, transit riders, elementary and high school, and college students have participated in the planning effort. Their recommendations include more housing and employment opportunities along New Bern Avenue, more affordable housing, more walkability, improving safety for pedestrians and cyclists, and preserving the black neighborhoods and the history. Opponents believe the high-density rezoning will force existing historic African-American neighborhoods and businesses out. So today, there will be an opportunity for 1 hour for opponents to share their thoughts and 1 hour for supporters to speak. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
A woman is dead after she crashed her car into a tree in Moore County. The crash happened in the town of Vass on NC Highway 690 near Morrison Bridge Road. This was around 6 last night. The driver died at the scene. A dog that was in the back seat was taken to a nearby veterinary hospital and is expected to be okay. Troopers say they believe speed and alcohol were both factors in that crash.
Families of the three U.S. service members who were killed in a drone strike in Jordan are sharing their grief. One of the people killed was Army Reserve Specialist Brianna Moffitt. The soldier's mother says the 23-year-old planned to re-enlist. This was Moffitt's first deployment.
She was my firstborn. And she was always there for, like, everybody.
Yes, she was.
She loved her friends. She loved her family. And she was just so amazing, just so amazing.
Moffitt was also studying to be a realtor and going to school for a medical career. Specialist Kennedy Sanders and Sergeant William Rivers also died in that drone strike. All three soldiers lived in Georgia, and they were assigned to Fort Moore. Dozens of other soldiers were injured as well. Officials believe U.S. forces may have mistaken an enemy drone for an American one and let it pass into the desert base in Jordan.
New this morning, Breeze Airways is bringing three new nonstop flights to RDU, where you're looking live right now at Terminal 2 there. 4 o'clock this morning, the airline announced new seasonal routes: Syracuse, New York, Burlington, Vermont, and Portland, Maine. Those routes will have twice weekly service starting in May. They'll bring the total number of routes offered by Breeze from RDU to now 15.
A teen's quick thinking helped save a Harnett County family from a fire. What she did right away when she saw the flames.
Also, medical research collaboration could potentially save the lives of
thousands of women. We'll take a closer look at an inspiring mission to end breast cancer. Let's go to our meteorologist, Elizabeth Gardner, and enter our dry spell.
Yes, nice and dry this morning. We have clear skies, and of course, you can see the tower lit here in blue to signify the clear skies. This time tomorrow, it's likely to be wet. I'll walk you through the timeline for tomorrow's rain.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12 on this chilly morning. Our temperature right now in the Triangle is 32, and we're seeing some 20s in our northern counties. So just keep that in mind. Temperatures are running at about 15 to 20 degrees colder than they were this time yesterday. Down closer to the South Carolina line, down to the Sand Hills, our temperatures are actually a little bit warmer, more like mid to upper 30s. So we're looking at this system, of course, moving through and bringing us the potential for some showers tomorrow morning. The kids at the bus stop this morning are going to be dressed nice and warmly, but we'll see some cloud cover rolling in later on this afternoon, and that cloud cover will help to bring us some rain eventually, starting around midnight tonight, and that lingers into early tomorrow morning. It's not a lot of rain. This is going to be a fairly moisture-starved system, but coming up, we'll talk about how much rain we could see in the rain gauges.
Elizabeth, all new at 6:13, getting reports of a crash in Morrisville on Chapel Hill Road around Morrisville, Carpenter Road, and Aviation Parkway. We're going to get some details about this one. So if you're getting ready to head out right now, remember you can listen to our live newscast on the radio at 99.3 FM in Wake County. And I'll have a traffic update for you coming up in just a few minutes. Also still watching this crash in Johnston County on 70 eastbound, right around Turnage Road, heading away from Wilson's Mills back towards Selma. There are some indications that the road may be closed right now. I'm working to confirm that, but certainly we're seeing some backups on that side of 70. Jeff.
Brian, thanks. A Harnett County family has a quick-thinking teenager to thank for helping them escape a serious fire. That fire broke out in a mobile home along Tobacco Road near Anger just before 6 last night. An 18-year-old heard an explosion and rushed to help that family escape.
I was in my room, and I hear a very loud explosion, and then I come running outside, and then I see really bright flames and I see black smoke, and then I just called 911 while running.
Yeah, we're told that home is a total loss, but thankfully no one was seriously hurt.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, following some breaking news out of Alabama this morning, one person is dead and eight others are hurt after a Greyhound bus crash in Alabama there. You can see this is the scene. This happened near Huntsville, Alabama. The bus and another car were involved in that deadly crash. The driver of that car died. Eight others were taken to the hospital. Some are in critical condition this morning. Officials say the crash happened on a highway. It prompted this multi-agency response. It is unclear how many people were on that bus, but so far, eight hurt and one dead.
Michelle, thanks. New this morning, a medical research collaboration could potentially save the lives of thousands of women. Researchers from six top cancer centers are now working together to help fund, educate, and expedite breast cancer vaccine trials. WRA's Ken Smith is here now to talk about this collaborative breakthrough. Ken.
You know, Renee, a lot of optimism surrounded this collaboration. It's really about great minds coming together and the breast cancer survivors' plea that didn't go unnoticed. That appeal to the powers that be was instrumental in bringing those top scientists together. The goal is to shorten the time it takes to get vaccines to market and get them to the women who need that treatment now. Well, this morning on Today, hear from the lead researcher on this project, whose vaccine went to trial and helped to extend the lives of dozens of women with advanced stage breast cancer. You'll also hear from Jenny Davis, the first patient in the world to receive that trial vaccine for triple negative cancer, one of the most difficult breast cancers to treat.
The bigger picture is what this could mean for breast cancer and research in general. Like, it could change everything.
There is a lot of new science that more people are involved in the process. Something that would take 30 years could be done in a 5 to 10 year period of time.
Well, Dr. Deesis says it's important to raise awareness and let people know this type of groundbreaking research exists, which could give more women a fighting chance against this disease. And coming up on Today, you don't want to miss it. Learn more about this inspiring medical collaborative mission to eradicate breast cancer. You know, Renee, this is all part of the Pink Eraser Project that was co-founded by former NBC News correspondent Kristen Dahlgren, who believed in the power of collaboration after going through her own cancer battle.
Well, just amazing. Mm-hmm. And as we know, breast cancer is still the most common cancer in the world. Everyone at some point has been touched by this cancer. This vaccine would be a huge advancement.
Huge. Yeah.
Ken, thanks.
Today, people who enjoy visiting Yates Mill Pond County Park will share their concerns about a proposed townhome development near the park. The Blue Hill Development Company wants to build 60 townhomes adjacent to the park on Mid Pines Road. The developer will meet community members tonight to talk about that proposal. The meeting is happening from 4:30 to 6:30 this evening at NC State's Beef Barn Classroom on Mid Pines Road.
It's an out-of-this-world discovery. The Webb Space Telescope catches a plethora of new galaxies. Newly released images show 19 spiral galaxies near the Milky Way. The new galaxies range between 15 to 60 million light years from Earth. The images are allowing scientists to see the structure of clouds of gas and dust that form stars for the first time.
Coat's in the back of the car, Elizabeth. Didn't want to put it in the closet. Figured I'd need it again. And here it is. You don't want to grab it this morning, certainly, right?
It is still January. And, you know, I think the groundhog is going to see its shadow probably on Friday, meaning, you know, 6 more weeks beyond that or something like that, you know, around here. We have a tiny little winter. But grab the coat. It is a cold start. We're looking at 20s and 30s as you're heading out the door this morning. Some rain arrives after midnight, and it's likely to be with us during the morning hours tomorrow, and then some drying out during the afternoon. And then a nice little warm-up for Friday. Friday actually looks like a really nice day for groundhogs to be out enjoying a little bit of sunshine and some warmer temperatures. Goldsboro is all clear this morning, as well as Apex, looking nice and quiet. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, that's our newsroom there on Hay Street in Fayetteville. The system that's coming our way for late tonight, early tomorrow, is going to be moisture starved. Most of the time, our systems come much farther south. They grab up a lot of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico or from the Atlantic, and that's where we get all of our heavy rain systems from. But this one's coming from across the plains in Canada and across the plains in Midwest of the United States. So you can see very little precipitation along with it. You can see some snow up around the Great Lakes. We'll probably see some snow in our mountains, but it will be minimal amounts because there's just not going to be a lot of moisture with this. It doesn't look like we'll see snow due to temperatures. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, 45 in Roxborough, 50 in Raleigh, and 53 in Fayetteville. We'll push it on out to midnight, and we're dropping into the mid-30s to low 40s as we get closer to midnight. And we do drop down to around 35 in Roxborough around midnight, just before the precipitation begins. But we don't drop any farther than that. We're going to hold it around mid-30s in Roxborough as our coldest location. Temperatures elsewhere in the upper 30s to low 40s overnight when that rain comes through. And you can see green color there. If we were going to see anything frozen, it would be pink or blue if it was going to be snow. So, but a good chance of at least seeing some scattered rain late tonight into the first half of the day on Wednesday. It's just that the totals won't be very impressive. We'll likely see less than a quarter of an inch. So that's not a whole lot of rain. It'll be just light and patchy, but it'll make for kind of a miserable commute tomorrow morning. Groundhog Day is really looking pretty. We'll see low 60s. If the groundhog sees its shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter. No shadow means an early spring, but it definitely looks like Friday is going to be a nice day. At lunchtime, temperatures will be in the upper 50s. So the groundhog is likely to see its shadow. And we'll see what Sir Walter Wally and our other groundhogs have to say about that. No matter what, it looks like a pretty day. And then it does look cooler after that. We're looking at 28 for Sunday morning. Brian, of course, it's always fun to talk about those prognostications about the spring.
That's right. And they're so accurate.
Right,
you know,
right.
Uh-huh. 620. Let's take a look at traffic this morning. Still watching this crash over in Morrisville at Chapel Hill Road, at Morrisville Carpenter Road and Aviation Parkway. This reportedly is a crash with injuries. As we zoom in closely there, we're not seeing big delays through that intersection, but of course we are watching those sensors very carefully. Want to head over to Johnston County, still watching some delays on 70 eastbound heading away from Wilson's Mills back towards Selma. A crash just before you get to Turnage Road. There were some earlier indications that the road may be closed, but it looks like it is open. Just a little bit of a backup through that area. And a quick reminder that Murchison Road is going to be closed for the next couple couple of days in Fayetteville for some sinkhole repairs right around the Fayetteville State University campus. Consider using MLK Freeway or Ramsey Street as alternate routes. It should reopen by 6 p.m. Thursday.
Brian, thanks. Raleigh's police chief says progress is being made on Glenwood South. The measures, she says, are improving safety and reducing crime in that area.
Election officials in another state will decide today on whether Donald Trump should be allowed on the primary ballot. The vote that's happening today after similar moves in Colorado and Maine.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
The wife of one of Travis Kelce's opponents at this year's Super Bowl is getting a great opportunity of her own thanks to Taylor Swift.
Who are these names? So let's get to Brian Schrader, somebody we know here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, it's okay. I can guide you through this story. The NFL is giving designer Kristen Juszczyk a licensing deal for her custom-made jackets. Mm. Earlier this month, one she made for Taylor in the playoff game against Miami took off on social media. She also made one for another Taylor Lautner, which he wore at a Detroit Lions playoff game. Juszczyk's husband, Kyle, plays for the 49ers.
I mean, to pry the NFL's fingers off of its licensing and marketing, that's a huge deal right there. I think maybe they see an opportunity here with Taylor Swift's 279 million Instagram viewers and, the most watched game in the world every year at this time. So, and what a sports marketing opportunity for her.
Yeah, those jackets are styling and profiling.
Right, cool. Mm-hmm.
Got to strike up while it's hot.
Yeah. Sure.
Martin Short shutting down rumors that he is dating his only Murders in the Building co-star Meryl Streep. In an interview with Bill Maher, Short said they're just very close friends. The rumors got started after Short and Streep were spotted being very close at the Golden Globes.
I mean, Brian, they were talking with each other. Oh, they were laughing, kind of flirty. Yeah, so, the rumors started, but I think they would be great together. M&M, we need a new Hollywood power couple. I think Meryl and Martin could be it, but no. Just says they're just friends. Maybe it's a situationship. That's the new lingo. Yeah. Not really more than a friendship, but less than a committed relationship. Maybe that's where they're at.
But it wouldn't be weird. I mean, they're both like, seems like a good fit.
Yeah, it would be a good fit. All right, Brian, thanks. Legendary singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell will perform at the Grammys this Sunday for the first time at age 80. Mitchell is a nominee this year in the Best Folk Album category for her 2023 live album, Joni Mitchell at Newport. The album documents her surprise return to the stage after 20 years away. Mitchell has won 9 Grammys. She won a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2002.
A proposal to rezone parts of New Bern Avenue here in Raleigh is up for discussion today. There's a bit of a pushback as the construction of the bus rapid trans line is underway. Just ahead, we're breaking down the details of today's meeting.
We'll take a live look at Sanford, where skies are clear and temperatures are cold. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer and a good bit wetter. I'll walk you through the timeline for tomorrow's showers.